All right. Hi, that was little Patti Smith playing on Radioactive San Diego, and you're listening to the Alleluia Show, and I'm Al. What's up, people? Happy solstice! Woo! Yes! The days and the nights are equally balanced. It's really exciting. In fact, I'm gonna have some solstice-related songs tonight, and I'm also going to talk about the Keene Zellico report, in case I haven't beaten that horse. Doesn't feel dead to me quite yet. And I also got a lot of new music, including this kid named Noah23, and we're going to play some right now. This is a song called Volapuk. So this is Noah23.
Sometimes I like to listen to Simon and Garfunkel and go out of the town and rhyme a dark jungle. I'm a wolf angel swallowing volcanic ash, zebra swallowtail nebula potash, Sammy's Natura, Ursa Minor Major, always moving further with the sign beta, ocular lymph node, walk off a cliff node, 519 zip code, the vehicle feature, pinnacle nenu by Nantucket, fuzzy logic, image by cuspid, rustic tulip, fronting on me is fucking useless, so choose the user, environmental as in the voodoo placenta and the logos of synesthesia seen here secretly secrete the discreet and crystal clear. The only thing to fear is fear itself. You get chased out of town like Mondex and Guelph. My grandfather smuggled coke in his hollow leg, thick back for roll syntax, calm correct accent phrasing. My skyhawk emanates at the gate of the hairway to Steven and calibrates for barely a reason. Resonance tremendous, host organism, post-postmodern version of distorted vision, polywog oddball. Bother dash, gobbly gook, none of all, tilt a whirly gig, ball of buck, hubble bunk, junk drawer. Who wins a tug of war? Who wins a tug of war? Betelgeuse, peaceful deity, DMT spike, deep space machinery, tip of the iceberg, shrouded in mystery, now is infinity, check out the sound of the quickening bound, bickering with the ticket scalping poachers, trying to grab up the drab shards, the idiot's avant-garde, parabola, ask not what hip-hop can't do for you, but what happens when I return from Nibiru, 2013, non-ionizing time machine, liquid aluminum, Easter Island, giant squid, Jibberwocky darkroom, phonograph, zodiac, pontoon, rock, lobster, baraka, geodesic peg, leg irregular. Wild cherry binary scribe, rip tidal wave field test drive, shank plankton, keep it a real fresh jive. Been a hella back like a techno shaman, Zeta Reticuli, Relic Hunter S. Thompson, Flex Awesome, Lift Coffin Lids, Archaic Revival, Psychic Fighters riding spider bicycles, iced out like a snowflake, unique to a fleet in a zillion. I greet children with a beat that'll kill them, that'll learn you about the laws of physics. Count every cat in the capacity crowd, I'm autistic, doesn't have to be loud to feel it. I peel sessions. What if Earth were the real heaven? What if Earth were the real heaven? Sometimes I like to listen to Simon and Garfunkel, then go out on the town and rhyme a dark jungle. I'm a wolf angel swallowing volcanic ash, zebra swallowtail nebula potash, Sammy's Natura, Ursa Minor Major, always moving further with the sine theta, ocular lift node, walking off a cliff node, 519 zip code, vehicle feature.
All right, so we're going to play another song, but I thought before I do that, I'd just let you know that you can send me an instant message at RadioactiveSD on your Yahoo or AOL instant messenger, and you can also give me a call in studio right now. I am, my number is 619-269-4693. Is that right? 269-4693. Yeah, I was... All right. So I'm going to keep on with some new music. I got another song I want to hit up. Maybe I'll play this other since we'll do a little block of Noah23. This is a great song. It's called Resist, and I love it. So here you go. Wait a minute.
Sleep, resist.
the jungleistic jibber-jaw at the drum and bass seminar with the troubadour. Peep the metaphor, less is more. When you at the reservoir, glass half empty, glass half full. Keep your eyes out for the crystal skulls. Rock the rhythm with thoughts intelligent. Cough my name in it on the west end. I triple the syllable with a titanium telescope. Medicine vehicle in a defeat is as simple as taking a chance on an animal bicycle. Delicate melting your element into a vacuum is nebula. Gravity gripping up everything, better than spotting the obvious tendency. Coagulate Caligula. Boiling point will culminate. Sustain the pulse rate with the plane. Not too late, we still got time. They could never kill a shine. Triple space the darkness is. Building a metropolis. A shrine upon the figure of heaven. The specimen masculine pyramid. It never stops, the parts split. Then you got apocalypse. There's a paradox in the way we walk. Something's got to give. And I'm gonna come upon a microphone and never have to stop it with a little bit of a comedy mini robe. And I put the storm, make it to the point. Bring the noise, kill joy. Still ain't got a signal for it. When the counting amounts, a millennium falcon. Count down 2,000, move mountains, whistle. Heavy rocks in new position and general. The land over an algorithm. About to hit him with a total eclipse. Slow with a script, it's the vocal abyss. This is fertile, wow for the night. Website, megabyte, dendrite. Peptide, nematode, enzyme, amino, cranial, hijack, anti, climax, sapphire, amethyst, dry, and senseless. America is the therapist, there it is. Plain to see, negativity can damage. We reiterate that I'm emitting integrity. Ready for whatever penalty bears me. Eat, resistance, sleep, resistance, breathe, resistance, resist. We eat, resistance, sleep, resistance, breathe, resistance, resist. All out of seeing, supreme, neo, eloding being. Premium paramecium never ceases releasing empties of magnesium. But your brain freezes than you ain't even know. There's paint on your sleeve and the train is leaving on this fateful even. Return to the ancient season, vertical mosaic. Certainly plague language will serve you to the curve of the pavement. But don't be worried or anxious, I'll murder you painless with a nervous arrangement. Oh check it, the current is dangerous. Everything is in its place, circulates and leaves a trace. Disintegrating and reappearing with the fate that we keep fearing. Tearing down like all of them wall. Remember that love conquers all. Being involved with all this, the action will drop the waterfall. Keep it casual, this is the art of doing nothing. Keep it moving, keep it bumping. The manner in which I pimp comes to prominence over the elongated course of a trillion light years. Bending time diodes and crystalline structures. The number crunch up, up on the tumba, wamba, up on the tundra. Thunderclap, thundercat, riding upon a hovercraft. Mustard gas, keep it under wraps. I'm chopping a track like a lumberjack. Troubadour, Noah 23. Like language, 2002 horse. Galloping all over your brain. What? Anyone who can't take a joke deserves one played on them. And that's my word.
And that was Noah 23. Really like that song. All right. I was listening to some radio earlier this week, and you know, it's all about Bush this and Bush that, and he's on this, you know, touring around, all these speeches that he's doing, the same old crap over and over again, and you know, it's just like, yeah, okay, but he always goes back to the central or the primal lie. I mean, all his lies are dependent upon the primal lie. And the primal lie is the war on terror. He says, "Well, I've got to snoop on domestic or you know, the citizens of the United States. We got to do the surveillance stuff because it'll keeps everyone safer because we're at risk from terrorists." And I had to go to war in Iraq. So we fight them over there instead of fighting those terrorists over here. And it's really important, I think, to disavow any kind of allegiance or belief in the this Arab, Islamicist terrorist groups. Anytime you hear that, be extremely suspicious of terrorist groups posing as Islamic fundamentalists or things of that nature. It just seems like that's what they base all of everything on, and we need to really look at things like the 9/11 truth. 9/11. Well, the 9/11 truth movement, but the 9/11 official commission, which was with the executive director of Philip Zelikow, known as the Keene-Zelikow Commission report on 9/11. And that, I think, is where truth activists need to focus their attention, when especially when they're approaching the media. And, you know, I had a friend on. Unfortunately, the recording didn't work that night on my show. A friend of mine in San Diego, his name's Mohammed, and he's a 9/11 truth activist, and he tends to call into the Stacey Taylor show here in San Diego, and it's great, you know, that he calls in and talks about, you know, World Trade Center number 7 and how Osama bin Laden has, you know, his obituary was written in an Egyptian newspaper and things, you know, he makes good points every time. He's very, you know, he's slow, but he's articulate. I mean, it takes him a while to, you know, he's not like really super fast with his mouth, and maybe that's a good thing. It's deliberate. He's great. I'm always stoked whenever I'm listening to Stacey Taylor's show, and he's like, 9/11 was a total lie. You know, agents within the U.S. government did this. Hello, you know, and that's great. But I'm starting to think that the way to approach these mainstream media outlets is by focusing in on the unanswered questions and the omissions of the 9/11 Keene Commission official report. For a while I was thinking, and I still do think that World Trade Center's number 7 is the major sort of obvious glaring omission of not just there, but of the official story. How this, you know, this huge 47 story tall steel building just collapses in on itself in perfect, textbook style, controlled demolition. Even Silverstein himself, you know, said, you know, we got to pull this building. I mean, it goes on and on. The evidence is huge, and I can play a bunch of that if we want. But I don't really want to. I just want to go back to and focus in on Zelikow, who was on the National Security Council of President George H.W. Bush the first in the 80s, working as an aide to National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft. Con the Media Rice was also an aide working with Zelikow. In 1997, Zelikow and Rice co-authored a book. Also in the 90s, Zelikow directed the Aspen Strategy Group, which included Rice, Scowcroft, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, and others. And then after President George W. Bush was elected in 2000, Zelikow was appointed to the National Security Council transition team to provide recommendations to Rice as she accepted the position of National Security Advisor to Bush. So, and then, you know, in 2003, he was appointed executive director of the 9/11 Commission, okay? So now you've got someone who is in bed with the Bush administration, presumably or supposedly investigating, you know, for the truth about what happened on 9/11. But he's the gatekeeper of what information gets in and what information gets excluded from both the hearings that happened in finding and writing this book, and then also what gets published from those hearings. So you'd have, like, recently when the Able Danger thing came out, and they said, no, we're not going to... Well, the Pentagon said that. But they could have had that access to that. And, you know, there's no mention of World Trade Center's number 7. There's no mention of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Agency and Mahmoud Ahmed being in town that day, the head of Pakistani intelligence, that he was in town on 9/11 in Washington, D.C., that there's no mention of that. There's no mention of the wire transfer of $100,000 to Mohammed Atta from Pakistani intelligence. There's no mention of the news report of Osama bin Laden getting a kidney dialysis in Dubai. There's none of this information, and we need to be clear that. And I think it's really the most important thing, because people say, "Oh, but the 9/11 Truth Committee, you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't believe this." This fictional book called the 9/11 Commission Report. So we have to then, show at where this book is total bullshit, it's total fiction, and with all the omissions and everything. And that's, I think, just where I was coming from. Right now, me personally, I'm getting to where I'm going to do a freeway blog. And this is my freeway blog. It's going to say, I've made it. I just haven't hung it yet because I'm kind of chicken and I want to do it at night. But it says WTF about WTC7. So there it is. So if you see that, that's mine. I did that. Unless you're not in San Diego, that someone heard me and made their own. Because I think it's perfect. I think it really, like, you know, cuts to the chase about reminding people about World Trade Center number 7. And I think it's really important. Anyway, okay, that was my little homily about all that. I just wanted to talk about that some more because I think it's really important that you do call in your local radio show, those national radio shows. Try to get on, flood them. Don't let their cavalier use of this war on terror and terror this and terror that. And there is this, you know, these Islamicists that are crazy and that we have to watch out for them because we're in danger from terrorists. You need to question that and always go back to that as the primal lie that all the other lies of the neoconservatives are based on. And I think it's really important. So, that being said, let's play. This is the United Stage of America by a band called Benefit.
But you see, you can't put all history in the book. So you got a lot of history that is not in the book, that is valuable, and sometimes is more valuable than the history that is in the book.
I speak to a chosen few who oppose the view. Held by a common man, my proposal grew out of independent thought seeds. Planting righteous roses, but the world brought weeds. Any man who fought creeds and history of wicked ways felt pain. Why not bleed? We're living in the sickest days. Vicious plays with secretive scenes and acts. Lies laid like train tracks to cover obscene facts. Greenbacks perpetuate the playwrights. Money makes a setting change from night to daylight. It's all illusion with trick mirror reflections. The People's Choice Awards are presidential elections. Deception hidden like a serpent in the cracks. To watch the play, it costs you a 7% tax. The acting leads to forming a habitual greed. The forbidden tree is grown out of a capital C. If it's shaking roughly, you watch the power unravel. The spotlight shines from the Tower of Babel. It blinds people, so they'll always find a means to keep hitting what goes on behind the scenes. Currency flooding, so they won't stop inflation. The masses are subdued by media propagation. Proclamation of waste, they're throwing you away. While the lost sheep flock, they're going to the plague. History has shown us the power and greed. Devour indeed, falling in an hour of need. A flower will breed, just shower the seed. A coward will bleed, this is my creed. Listen, behold, and take heed. History has shown us the power and greed. Devour indeed, falling in an hour of need. A flower will breed, to shower the seed. A coward will bleed, this is my creed. Listen, behold, and take heed. A global theater with an enormous performance for lowly stagehands where military adornments be super conscious. A subliminal fact is built. You like to play, join the political actors guild and learn how to fake what you feel with snake appeal. Then rob the poor's pockets every time you make a deal. Taking steel under the guise of just cause and trust laws. Manifest acceptance as an audience applause. A river of greed, it's an undisrupted flaw. Why civilian police are nothing but a puppet show. Let the trumpets blow, signaling the opening act. Pull the curtains back and unseen, open attack. Let the true light refract and reflect like a prism. While monopolies allow for indirect communism, I'm secretly having my freedom stripped. Meanwhile, blowing political parasites, read a script. You'll walk with a smile even if you hate it. Ignorance allows the audience to be manipulated. Stated innocent, really guilty, hidden criminals. Children are deprived of basic vitamins and minerals. Lies contracting deals of subtracting bills. No truth found, only good acting skills. Check the dollar bill under the pyramid in Latin. New world order exists, draped in black satin. History has shown us the power and greed. Devour indeed, falling in an hour of need. A flower will breed, to shower the seed. A coward will bleed, this is my creed. Listen, behold, and take heed. History has shown us the power and greed. Devour indeed, falling in an hour of need. A flower will breed, to shower the seed. A coward will bleed, this is my creed. Listen, behold, and take heed. I plead that my voice is heard with the choice of words to stimulate like the moistest herbs. Poisonous, absurd, venomous, unreal reality. A surreal gallery with the phony actuality. Politicians taking drama classes to promise action. Succeeding in eliminating honest factions. A continuous play with no intermission. Executive decision leading to wicked wishing. A crooked Christian will help and show you to your seat and steal your wallet and say I owe you a receipt. Slow to see is upon us. It's the hour of the losing. They're writing script ideas into our constitution.
prostitution, evil intrusion, mental breaking and entering on a united front. The faking is centering, taking and spending with welfare lending. Inevitable effect is healthcare ending. Scene 6, Act 6, Script 6. The play's displaying devilish characteristics. The show goes on, you can't keep the play waiting. The poor pay the rich and the rich pay Satan. I uphold my constitutional right to fight. Speak words of light to ignite insight. It's all relative to your life. Certainly, I suppose, if you open the truth, you'll make the curtains close. History has shown us the power and greed. Devour indeed, falling in an hour of need. A flower will breed, to shower the seed. A coward will bleed, this is my creed. Listen, behold, and take heed. History has shown us the power and greed. Devour indeed, falling in an hour of need. A flower will breed, to shower the seed. A coward will bleed, this is my creed. Listen, behold, and take heed. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed.
Somebody's holding a hand up saying they did, and somebody's shaking their head and said they didn't make no history yesterday. Everybody in here made history yesterday.
The best way to protect an evil thing is to deny its existence.
These organizations like the Freemasons, the Templar Knights, and other societies, secret societies of note, including the Illuminati, they're the front. This secret family has been manipulating.
Manipulation has been organized. That is the masses need the message for it, and those methods are advertising, entertainment, straight propaganda, and the media.
So there's a reason why we're witnessing these developments. And what frightens me is that people are simply letting it happen.
Was totally surprising, not to the extent that the resemblance appears to be a group of folks, guys, who are ritualistically following an ancient religion that was attached to the stuff that you do. That, to me, that has surprised the hell out of me. And the more I have burrowed into this, the more I've probed, the more surprised and astonished I have become, because this is supposed to be the 21st century. This is supposed to be, you know, people looking at things and behaving scientifically.
Osiris was known to be the possessor of a pillar, and this device is to be used to drill holes in space.
Access to 10th dimension.
Things do run by the gray, and all we have to do is trace and people tissue to them, and we can solve our technological problem.
Withheld, the spiritual decline yielded darkness. When knowledge was withheld, the spiritual decline yielded darkness.
accessible to the enslaved members of the Brotherhood.
Since the destruction of the Brotherhood of the Illuminati, profound students of masters who had not yet completed their initiation. When knowledge was withheld, the spiritual decline yielded darkness.
Esoteric secrets only accessible to the initiated members of the Brotherhood.
The Council of the Seven Wise Beings withdrew.
That was kind of a strange song, wasn't it? Yeah, that was Garden After the Fall by someone named NDMT. And then I played You're Not Just Paranoid by Aleph 9. And so yeah, that's what I play. That's the music I'm playing. Kind of crazy, huh? So found this little news article that I thought y'all might be interested in. A couple shows ago, was the last show, I don't know. A couple shows ago, DJ Jake sent me of the Lying Media Bastard show, sent me a link to a story about how, I forget the author's name, it's one of these famous guys. Anyway, but how they're going to maybe take some troops out of Iraq, but then they're going to increase air attacks. They're going to just keep the violence level the same, even though they're taking some of the grunts out. So, and sure enough, on the 20th of December, 2005, AlJazeera.net published a story called U.S. Increases Air Attacks in Iraq. And it goes on to say, the latest figures released by U.S. Central Command shows a dramatic rise in the number of air raids carried out in Iraq. Although receiving little coverage in the U.S. media, the U.S. Air Force, Navy, and Marines have flown thousands of missions backing up U.S. ground troops in Iraq this autumn. According to figures provided by Central Command Air Force's Public Affairs Office, the monthly number of air missions, including refueling and other support flights, grew from 1,111 in September to 1,492 in November of 2005. The number of U.S. air raids increased particularly in the weeks leading up to last Thursday's election, from a monthly average of about 35 last summer to more than 60 in September and 120 or more in October and November. So, they're just, you know, keep on bombing, right? So what's up with the pathocracy going on up in there in that DC? You know, it's to me, it's just like, there's this thing that I've been looking at. It's just like, it's the, scandal du jour. You know, we're going to have, oh, this week it's, you know, the president surveilling citizens, you know, and he's, you know, come out saying that he did it and whipty frickin' doo-dah. And, in fact, I wonder if I have that audio somewhere. But it's just kind of pathetic, you know, and it's totally disgusting. And maybe this is the impeachable offense. Seems to me the 9/11 should have been the impeachable offense. But he went and, you know, yeah, you know, did his things. I don't think I have it. So, it's kind of gross. Anyway, I'm gonna play some more music. I'm just kind of grossed out by it all. But I wanted just to let you know. Hey, here's a song called "Banquet of Sarcasm" by Soul. So here's some more new music. Oops.
Hey, everybody. Everybody right now, you know, don't necessarily gotta dance. I really don't want you to dance anyway. Just listen, yeah. All command of him, when I attack phonetically, poetic, etiquette, radical, rhetoric, litigating your mental tapestry. Who's a nonconformist? Who's egoist? Too enormous? Who's enormous? Normally involved in the chorus, this is uncommon. I've been harmonized, leaving his applause traumatized and dramatized. Cause I do not drink from beer, I drink a 40. And I do not have a girlfriend, I have a shorty. Used to jump people, and now I don't ninjitsu. Went and I traded in my shit suit and got a pit pulled. It's all too. I pour champagne on my fruity pebbles. Today was a good day, cause I killed three devils. I'm lying, and that's a fool. Fools don't want about it. It's like the ignorant MC. Seen a certificate in a game of Scrabble. Put your words together, clever. I've never ever been anything other than butter with those chef lights. Seven mic to remove me from the rap. Put me in a whack record bin, subtract my extract. I'm rest until I'm a vegetable. My boys and me get like royalty without Casey and JoJo. And these couldn't see my crew, even if I was solo. Homophobic industry has got genitalia on the mind. Then this kid is spitting sperm aside and claiming fresh rhymes. If I could break dance to break beats, I'd break dates with Corey Nadine. Being broke with a broke self esteem. Put down my style, I'm fresh, let the breath flow.
Let's all be mindless.
My whole stilo is retro.
This is a party jam. Come on, everybody dance. Don't let my lyrics bother you. Just nod your head, just nod your head. You've been expecting to appreciate anything that I said. That's why this is a party jam. Come on, everybody dance. Don't let my lyrics bother you. It ain't that complex. We break it down to a rap. You like the blah, blah, blah. But we bring back the boom back.
Yeah, you got the
point.
Trying to decipher life and type and suffering. Take some buffering, figure swell head. Swollen colon, swollen pride, assume respect. Nautica shirts and coffee shops, assume intellect. Simple minds would be complex and complex minds would every spring of its spring to attire. Aspire to be a singer. It's by the whack MCs screaming, they go, that's for me. Suburban wiggers grow up on gangster rap on BET. But all these club kids want to be different from the next. Suddenly it'll be in the start, but independent records on the net. And all these old heads is talking to independent mess. But I was underground before the source said it was fresh. Unless the lessons learned and new fads are spun. Our generation screwed like the rings in our tongues. Admittedly, forever I longer wait for chicks. So when you see me in the club, throw up your glow stick. And when I'm performing, swarming verbs up normally. Don't jump up and down and scream. I want you all to listen to me. Steer blank into my performance.
Hey, yo, the party bro.
But everything I said was obviously over your head like,
hey, yo, this is a party jam. Come on, everybody dance. Don't let my lyrics bother you. Just nod your head. Just nod your head. You ain't expecting to appreciate the things that I said. That's why this is a party jam. Come on, everybody dance. Don't let these lyrics bother you. It ain't that complex. We break it down to a rap. You like the blah, blah, blah. We bring back the boom back.
Modified definition. Despise repetition. This disposition philosophy. See, I'm not a battle MC. But a battle MC's in any given time. It's elementary. Similar to these super scientific MCs. The plague of accumulity. Days for minutes. Flip black jazz infinite. But it's a gimmick not to be dope. I know no limits. Know no rappers that understand the 1MC theory. Transition from my poets. Negative currency. Currently, be in my mood. Swinging rappers from barracks. They rock chop loops. And only know recycle lyrics. But dagger dictionary. Peep fees. Theoretical visionaries. And if you like fighting for freedom, stand my vocabulary. Now you can introduce yourself to parties, the second MC. Think I am still whack, I'm no longer a kooky wannabe. What a happier place to be than holding soul's jaws. And I'm folding lips on these cold swords, I'm told to freeze. These MCs slash whores need to be told. Positive topics are conscious to complain. There ain't no half-stepping like a one-legged Big Daddy Kane. Do your thing in big cities and get PM'd on the name. So don't complain, with a smile and persevering. Keep buying a record till I put out soul underwear.
Yeah, this is a party jam. Come on, everybody dance. Don't let the lyrics bother you.
just nod your head, just nod your head. You ain't expected to appreciate the things that I said. That's why this is a party jam. Come on, everybody, dance. Don't let my lyrics bother you, but ain't that complex. We break it down in the back. You like the blah, blah, blah. We bring back the boom loud. This is a party jam. Come on, everybody, dance. Don't let the lyrics bother you, but ain't that complex. We break it down in the back. You like the blah, blah, blah. We bring back the boom loud. You like the blah, blah, blah.
There are such things as roving wiretaps.
I'm on a quest for the missing
thing. By the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, it requires a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so. It's important for our fellow citizens to understand, when you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland, because we value the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, right. Goddamn piece of paper, wasn't it? I think that's what it was called. Goddamn piece of paper.
There are such things as roving wiretaps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, it requires a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so. It's important for our fellow citizens to understand, when you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland, because we value the Constitution.
Sugar is white, cause it's processed through bone. In 5 years, all the meat you eat will be cloned. Whether you like it or not, someone in China died for what you own. As long as 1% control the money, water, and throne. Overweight fathers wonder why children stay stoned in $100,000 homes, or cause the breakdown when you pay off the loan. While rotten pilgrims wrestle in their graves, choking each other out on who gets to keep the loan. Got syringes on beaches, covered in layers of toxic foam. Millions will die for oil, and I'll alternatives are known. Meanwhile, mothers learn to argue with their daughters and Jenny Jones. You give them 40 hours a week, time's the only thing you own. You spend 8 hours working, other six on the phone. Thinking it's bad to masturbate, but it's worse to be alone. And at that point, you might think everything you know is wrong. While the news says stay scared, old women stay home. Little girls get birth control pills, boys get G.I. Joes. It's effeminate to be sensitive, so strive to be Capone. As long as you go to heaven, it's okay to be a drone. Drink another animal's milk, it'll give you strong bones. The emperor implies evil with stereotypical racist tones. Kids grow up with attention deficit disorder, cause intelligent people get hyperactive in radioactive zones. We're understimulated, so the child gets sent home. Now the social worker recommends a head examination. Father got health benefits, cause safety's a concern. But the shrink gets kickbacks from pharmaceutical firms. Baby's mind has turned to mush, and now we'll never write a poem. Every 5 minutes, another the multitasker is born, with its eyes glazed over, skiving out into its new tomb. Ready to join the workplace, cause the child's a unit strong. $500 a week, then give a third to the throne. There'll be no records or ticket stubs when voting goes electronic. The only thing democratic is they pick who we bomb. While bombs are dumb, we could've bombed Ariel Sharon. Too many kids are reading, so they bombed the Tiberdone. CNN plays the fiddle, while America burns. Just play the hear but screaming, play the hear but screaming. Pray to hear us screaming. Life from Rome, ain't nothing wrong. Facts under my eyes, cause our tears need home. Life from Rome, ain't nothing wrong. Bags under my eyes, because our tears need home. Life from Rome, ain't nothing wrong. Facts under my eyes, because our tears need home. Life from Rome, ain't nothing wrong. Bags under my eyes, because our tears need home. Life from Rome, ain't nothing wrong. Bags under my eyes, because our tears need home. Life from Rome, ain't nothing wrong. Tears need home. Bags under my eyes, because our tears need home. Life from Rome, ain't nothing wrong. bags under our eyes because our tears need homes.
That's a cool song. I dig that one. All right, so are you? I get kind of thrown because of work called, and I kind of really don't want to work tomorrow, but I kind of feel like I have to for money. But I'd really rather just get up on the road. We were hoping that maybe I wouldn't have to work tomorrow, so we could just leave tonight, even. Because we're going to drive up to the Bay Area for the holiday. That's right. Holiday! And speaking of holidays, it is the solstice today. And that means something where the days are the same length as the night. Sort of equal. So there we go. I'm going to... What am I doing here? I'm going to go ahead and keep playing some music. Or, you know, maybe I could just complain a little bit more. I mean, it's kind of hilarious at some point where, you know, all the stuff that's not in... It's not in this 9/11 commission report. It's just really... just goes on and on and on. Like, even the Project for a New American Century, this whole major statement, you know, says that... You know, we need a new, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event such as a new Pearl Harbor. You know, these kinds of things are huge. That the flights out of the U.S. on September 13th with Saudi Arabians, they're saying, oh well, yeah, we know they existed, but they were allowed to do it because it was September 13th. And it was, but you see, the thing is, only commercial flights were allowed, not private jets. And that's the big difference, is they said, well, you know, they allowed, it was open for flights. No, it wasn't. On September 13th, it wasn't open for private flights. Only commercial flights were allowed on September 13th to get people home because they grounded all the flights. All private flights, which is what the Saudis, when they flew back to Saudi Arabia with all these bin Ladens and stuff. So, it's just a whitewash. So let's just be real about it. And anyway, that's just me talking about my thing. All right, so I'm gonna start talking about some more about this religion thing. You know, the thing about religion is just so, it's like people. You know, I believe in spirituality. I believe in God. I believe in. Having a relationship with God, but religion is a totally different thing. As soon as you start talking about religion and stuff like that, kind of screws everything up. All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and sort of maybe play that one song I got. I got this really cute song. Zap. The heck is Zap? Oh, I see. So, something's happening with this computer. I'm not sure what, but it is. All right, so I'm going to play, this is a song called Born Again Pagan by Chris Hatfield.
As a pagan holiday, every winter they would celebrate away to commemorate the lengthening of the days. for several centuries it was okay. There were many kinds of people all around, and our modern archaeologists have found that it really isn't much coincidence that they celebrate the basic same events at this time. Some rivals at the time, 100 years after Jesus' demise. At the solstice, all the people worshipped Mithras, a sort of pagan Roman cousin to Jesus. The church decided something must be done. They were losing out to worship of the sun, so they decided on December 25th, so the heathens might just throw the towel in. And they did. Dionysus was born on December 25th, just like you know who. Osiris the Egyptian, you could probably take a guess at when he was born too. And they're not the only ones, cause the Babylonians, they had someone who was born on the day we got our Lord. Started turning green, he ripped off his shirt and grew out of his jeans. He started breathing fire and looking really mean all around. He told me Dionysus was something of a prick. Forget about Osiris and focus on Saint Nick. It would better toast to him if we're gonna raise our glasses. He kick our pagan asses.
All right, that was Chris Hatfield with a really amusing song that I like a lot called Born Again Pagan. And we're going to go cut right to this woman named Akaya S. Anyway, she wrote a book, two books. One's called Sons of God, and she's going to be talking about that book specifically in this little address. And she also wrote a book called The Christ Conspiracy. And I'm going to go ahead and play a clip from this this woman's presentation. So, Merry Christmas!
When I met him in my apartment in Los Angeles at that time, because I said, okay, let's put it this way. A group of men, mostly men, a priesthood that is part of a brotherhood going back hundreds and thousands of years, has well honed its priestcraft to create power for itself. And the priesthood's main function would be to mediate between the individual, the masses, and this God that they have essentially created, which is what you have to come to when you start reading all about mythologies all over the world. Well, this culture, the Greeks have their gods, and the Indians have their gods, and the Egyptians have their gods, and Native Americans, Central Americans have their gods, and the Swedes and the Norse have their gods, and so on and so forth. So it's obviously something that's dependent on era and place and the genetics of the people and so forth. You have Africans with, and they have black gods. The Japanese have Japanese gods. So it becomes clear that this is a man-made endeavor for the most part. And I'm not saying there aren't divine concepts that have come through people and to people. And certainly a beautiful place like Sedona has brought revelation to many people. But what I am saying is that when it comes down to making it concrete, making the story concrete or the stories concrete, that these things are all the concepts, various concepts and ideas, philosophical ideologies are hung on a historical framework that turns out to be often erroneous. In Sons of God, which did come out 5 years ago and has been doing fairly well and kicking up a storm in some places, and then other times it's rather dull and I wonder what's happening that no one's reading it. But Christ Conspiracy is a very squeezed down version of what was the later book, Sons of God. I had to put as much information as I could in both books, but there were certain points of contention in the Christ Conspiracy, in particular comparisons between Krishna, Buddha, and Christ, that were criticized repeatedly. And for anyone who's read Christ Conspiracy might be very happy that now I have Sons of God, because I addressed those criticisms in extraordinary detail, showing that even if they're not applicable in the precise manner that I had stated, they are in the long run. For example, there is a contention that a number of famous gods were crucified before Christianity, and Krishna was one of them, and that became a very strong point of contention and argumentation, because Krishna is not overtly depicted in the scriptures, the Indian scriptures, as being crucified per se in the way we think of it with Christ. However, if you start exploring what is the meaning behind this God on a cross, you find that there are gods on crosses all over India prior to the Christian era, or prior to at least the missionary era there for sure, and that has a specific meaning. And the same thing about, for example, the December 25th birth date. So the December 25th birth date is a very easy one for people to understand, because most people know that that is the birth of the Son of God, S-U-N of God, and that it has to do with the shortest day of the year and the winter solstice, and the fact that it seems like the God Son, they called it, is dying, and then after 3 days comes back to life, and there's great rejoicing at that point. Now, when you're talking about myths, you can't really have a strict linear evolutionary timeline. It's cyclical, so these things get tossed in there. We have the sun god crucified and resurrected at Easter, which is a pagan holiday and has to do with fertility, and also the fact that for that prior period of time between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, the vernal equinox, the sun is growing in strength from a geocentric perspective, and that at Easter the day becomes longer than the night, and it was a triumph for the god. It was a resurrection. The god was said to be crossified because of the crossing of the equinox. Now, there's some background, and that's some of what the comparative mythology I go into. I go into the story of the sun in great detail in both books, and then these various points of contention. For example, Krishna's mother was also said to be a virgin, and that's been contended because she has other children. And I go into detail about why that is true, that she was contended to be a virgin. These are not historical characters, again, so when you have variances in their tales, it's not unreasonable, because they have to do with natural phenomena that change quite frequently. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, constellations, the water, weather, air, the whole planet was spirited. And, of course, if you don't have a set-in-stone biography of an individual, you're going to have variances. Also, depending on the era and the place, India is a very large subcontinent that has a huge heterogeneous population. So when the Westerners went there and tried to categorize it as having a religion, they rolled 1,000, let's say, religions into one and called it Hinduism. Hinduism is not a monolithic entity, even less so than Christianity, where you have hundreds of different sects that are loosely fit under that. So Hinduism has varied quite a lot. And Buddhism within it, within the Indian framework, also has varied quite a lot, and has at its ideological base a much older history than what people think of as the Buddha in the 5th or 6th century. I contend that that Buddha also is a fictional character, a compilation of characters, that the sayings are, that the Buddhist sayings were already in existence long before that era, that many of the concepts that Buddha represented were in existence long before that era, and that a priesthood made a concerted effort to compete with a growing, an increasingly strong Krishna priesthood at that time. And same thing with Christ, that... This, by the way, is not the final cover of my book, but that Christ was also a competitive move by various factions within the Roman Empire, Jews and pagans or Gentiles alike, to unify the Roman Empire under one centralized God and church. This had been done within Judaism many times. This had been done within the Greco-Roman world. For example, with Serapis, who was a combination god compiled in the second or third centuries BCE, before the Common Era, made up of Osiris and Apis. He was created to unify particularly the Greco and Egyptian populations. However, the Jews were extremely instrumental in creating Serapis and being Serapis's devotees as well. Dionysus was another huge factor in this particular creation of Jesus Christ. The Jews in Alexandria, who numbered, according to Philo, in the first century, 1 million, were something like 50% of the city in Alexandria. When I talk about Jews, I'm talking about Israelites, Samaritans, Karaites, all of those who more or less followed the first five or six books of the Bible, the Pentateuch and the Book of Joshua. The Northern Kingdom people were more influential in Alexandria as a whole. They had more money, and I think that many of the discrepancies that you find in the New Testament story can be explained by these kinds of dichotomies going on between peoples who really didn't like each other, but who pulled together after Judea, Palestine, Jerusalem were destroyed by the Romans. So my presentation I will go into showing the comparative mythology that leads me to those conclusions, and obviously it's not everything. In my second book, Sons of God, this is a pretty thick job, 45 pages on the Krishna crucified section alone, right? Discuss the archetypical human sacrifice, sacred king human sacrifice that led to this gospel story. In here, there's 46 pages of illustrations. So that alone, I think the illustrations are quite convincing, and some of them I have here. Now, what do I push? Page up, page down?
The arrow key.
Okay. Now, since what I have discovered when I go back in time, when we go back in time to the earliest era when we find human artifacts, we discover things like this, the Venus of Willendorf. Willendorf, who is a goddess figurine by all analyses, the mother-worshipping, earth-worshipping cultures we know are very old. Not necessarily... were they superior?
All right, we're going to fade that out. Whoa! Take it easy. All right, so it should be in here now. What's the freshie?
Let's see.
Type it in. Let's call it out. See, I got Dale in here. Oh, and she's gonna she's going to go ahead and give me a title of the song. The Vision?
Of a Dying World.
Vision?
Yeah, look.
Is it there?
No.
Did you do it right?
Okay, go into Amalthea.
This one?
The other one.
Oh, this one.
Yeah. And scroll down. See, I put all that stuff in. Not stars, but the Vision of a Dying World.
Oh, what song should we play? What's good? They're all good,
Feeling
right?
Alive.
Feeling Alive. Okay, this is Feeling Alive with a Vision of a Dying World. That's the artist, Vision of a Dying World, right?
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to let you know that was a woman named Akaria S. Anyway, she's really cool. Her website is truthbeknown.com, and I thought I'd just play that for you for Christmas. That's my Christmas gift. Exactly. From me to you. All right. Feeling Alive.
for everyone else too. Oh, that's not quite in the notes. That one.
One, two, three. Of my brain, I've been floating on an ocean full of
who's that calling? 2 a.m. It's private caller. Someone's mother. Who's that peeking in my window? I will shoot you. Stop you.
Was a band called Yo V with a song called Private Caller, and before that we played I think it was Wolf Parade with Fancy Claps, and then before that was Vision of a Dying World with a song called Feeling Alive. And that little set was brought to you by DJ Elmalfia, who visited for a little bit, and we tried to help her out with her. She was adding all this stuff onto our playlist. So if you tune into Radioactive San Diego, you'll be getting some of those songs on our rotation. They're pretty cool. I like them. So probably better than that DMT song that I played. That song kind of bugged a little bit. But that's what you get when you play a music and information show. You kind of go through some music, and then there's still some information. Like, I still got this woman, Akaria S., playing, and we can check to see where she's at. This is 18 minutes into it. Let's see. Just fade her up. Oh, wait. I got to do this. And then I can do this.
Down in child imagery, going back to the 5th millennium BCE, so it long predates the Christian era, and this...
Yeah, I don't really like where they're at right now. I'm going to move
it. The agricultural societies must have been in existence with those who were creating art like this, or the Lascaux Caves or Altamira.
Right, you know about those, right?
People who built these all over the world, called them the navigators, that they did spread this story in germ about this astrotheological tale. In large part about the sun, depending on where they were and what era. Again, the navigators in Polynesia 30,000 years ago got quite a good grasp of the night sky and had a very well-developed astronomy. And when astronomy and astrology come together, which they do all the time in the ancient world, this becomes astrotheology. It's not the typical casting of horoscopes when I talk about astrology. It is the charting of the skies and then the discovery that they have, or the thought that they have influence not only on each other but on the Earth itself. It's a much more cosmic concept than just writing down a birth date and trying to figure out your own chart. The worship of the sun, moon, stars, this is all astrotheology.
What period is that?
Oh, Sacsayhuaman? Well, it's pre-Incan, and you'll have people here who probably think that it's 15,000 years old, possibly more or less.
The Incans said it was there before them, and we have talk of giants and so forth, and it's hard to say. I know the Orthodoxy will not allow it to be pre-Incan because it's too astounding for them to admit that before their own civilization had reached such pinnacles and still hasn't, that somebody else could do it. It's a big mystery, that. And they're all over the world, but this one happens to be pretty fabulous. Here's an observatory. It's quite simple that it finally became accepted that Stonehenge is an astronomical observatory. When I think his name was Hawking came out in the 60s saying just this, he was widely vilified and tormented and told he was a nut job and driven out of the business. And then now in the 70s and then in the 80s, people like Edwin Krupp of the Los Angeles Griffith Observatory are absolutely 100% sure that Stonehenge is an observatory. It's not a crackpot notion anymore. Astronomers are all coming out. And now they've mapped it. We've got summer solstice, like midwinter sunrise, midsummer sunrise. We've got all these moon and sun and stellar observations. This one, of course, by Orthodox standards, Stonehenge is, 4,000 or 5,000 years old. I just thought I was at Stonehenge during a Druid, during summer solstice one year, so I thought I'd put that in there, because it is quite exciting when you figure out what all this stuff means.
So, anyway, it's this woman's really knows her shit, and we're going to just jump ahead a little bit from our slideshow, because, as you can guess, she's showing pictures of her slideshow. And she's showing pictures of Egyptian guys and Kuan Yin and all these, all the same sun deity. And basically, and Buddhas. That's actually pretty interesting stuff. Let's go here.
But here we have two solar images, and mudras that they do like this are
two,
sun signs.
Two Buddhas.
And those can be found within Christianity, too. Jesus Christ is depicted doing this. Yeah, okay, here are the Japanese sun and moon gods, Buddhist. And so they did have sun and moon gods in Japanese Buddhism. Suryaprabha and Chandraprabha, they're called by their Sanskrit names. Surya meaning sun and Chandra meaning moon. And here is Surya the sun. This is an Indian statue, but it's in a Buddhist lotus posture showing, it's from Java, 11th century, and you can see sketches in the palms. So we have nail holes in the palms, essentially. We have a Hindu sculpture that's in a Buddhist lotus posture, and it's the sun with holes in its palms. A lot of these images all start coming together, and the people who do them, who create these images, generally are privy to the esoteric meanings behind them, or they could be just given a sketch and told to do it, but whoever's giving them the sketch, which is either a priest or a priest king or a king, somebody in authority, will know what this all means. These are considered solar symbols, these sketches in the palms, holes in the palms. Now, Surya is driven by his charioteer, Surya the Sun. He's in his sun chart. This is from Angkor Wat, built by the Sun King Suryavarma. And the charioteer's name is Aruna, which is important to remember. We also have...
All right, so I'm going to pause that again. You are listening to the Alleluia Show, and I'm taking a little break from the music with some breaking down of our religion, and I get really nostalgic for my youthful ignorance, but also curiosity. I was always interested in religion, and thought it was fascinating what people believe and why, and I'm always interested in what I believe, and but in a way, it's not even about belief. It's just about a story or the method or the symbology that we use to describe an inner experience. So, because I'm a firm believer in the spirit, and you know that there are deities out there, and there's one God, and that's beyond everything. So it doesn't even beyond even numbering. So, anyway, but then there's also this whole story about this, you know, Jesus Christ character and how he's supposed to have come, and in a way, it's kind of silly and bizarre that this would be such a successful experiment run on people. So I'm going to go ahead and go back to some more of this gal and see what she's saying. This is later on into this presentation, about an hour into it.
The matriarchy become the patriarchy.
Well, I guess we're in the question and answer.
Was the sun always identified with the male, and the moon with the female, or was the sun a woman too?
Excuse me. Yeah, the sun was a female god.
Was the pivotal character, I think. Is that your understanding?
Maybe in that part of the world, but I'd have to look more closely at that. In the Sumerian, you mean?
What changed?
I don't know if it was, it's the whole fertility aspect. Somewhere along the line, men decided to usurp the women's power, right? It's hard to say what exactly changed at some point. Oh, the warrior cultures started coming from the north.
That you were talking about, that coagulated at some point in time, and then still wants to keep its power. So, because the female thing is more egalitarian, it allowed everybody. But then it goes into this thing where it has to be the guy.
Yeah, well, the Book of Revelation is basically an assault on the goddess, who was still quite popular at the time. The Whore of Babylon, Ishtar.
Yeah.
The Mark of the Beast was the mark of the goddess. The 666 was a sacred number in goddess-worshipping cultures. Well, the Yahwist certainly took it to an extreme. It seems to me that this kind of Indo-European Yahwist cult came in and started rattling. We have a warrior god, and it's a male. And
yeah, we got the power babe.
Yeah, you serve us, and they turn them into slaves and servants, and how convenient. What changed that? I don't know exactly.
I can't figure it out.
Sexual frustration.
That was pretty funny. So anyway, that was cute. Anyway, all this stuff makes me think of the Bach Saga. And if you're not familiar with the Bach Saga, they have finally made a really nice homepage. For a while, they had this really bizarre one with like this weird music that would come on. But this one is really nice. It's called BachSaga.com. And it's fascinating. It's a fascinating story and a version of human history that doesn't get the attention that I think it should. Maybe it's because it's it might be true. But basically, here's how it reads. The origins of humans, their languages, natural, sexual, procreative system and practices, accessible powers, heretofore secret knowledge and understanding, wisdom and culture are now rolling out of the Bach family for the first time into the general public via Alfernaz, Betten, and Bach Saga. Following intentions formulated and decisions made 10,019 years ago, as of the year 2003. The outrolling of this, the human saga, su from saga meaning to give and ga to receive, begins with declaring and offering the root and single common origin of human communication, i.e. the ring, the alphabet, the sound system of rot, of root, also spells of pronunciation, root, Alfernaz Betten. A main line has been developed, and over time its details expanded, beginning many millions of years before ice time, establishing the lineage from the first Bach, the first human being, unto the last Bach, Eor Bach. This line, or continuum of procreation, having been central to and responsible for the undertaking and process of populating planet Earth by and with humans, this population process began at the old North Pole, expanding over millions of years and carefully recording its history for future humans to enjoy and appreciate until it was interrupted 10 million, 10,000, and 19 years ago. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. 50 million, 10,000, and 19 years ago, as of July 24th, 2003. At that time, Earth's axis of rotation declinated, and the original and long-standing breeding and information system suddenly and catastrophically came to an end as ice time abruptly befell this formerly entirely tropical planet. In the root ring, alphabet, sound system, Alphernus Beton, each individual sound is fraught with meaning and integral to an ever-developing network of associations, naturally crystallizing into logical patterns underlying the various forms of human culture of which we have knowledge today. To engage in the process, one must think, not letter but sound, and begin by learning the, our human, root alphabet. Meanwhile, while we do not make use of the written word on this site, it is only, however, in recognition of its inability to adequately convey the matter at hand. The Box family's legacy, logically, honestly, and perhaps, and truly perhaps, the greatest story ever performed and told by the human species on Earth. NB, one may encounter on the internet today spurious Box saga information and both confused and confusing Kayla that is not logical, honest, and true, according to the sound system. BoxSaga.com links only to authoritative and authorized websites. On behalf of the Box family and Eeyore Bach, welcome to BoxSaga.com. It remains our intention to afford, over time, a comprehensive understanding of the Box saga that is logical, honest, and true. So basically, this is a very, as I understand the story, I'm not doing it any justice right now, but it's this guy, Eeyore Bach, who has sat with his aunties telling, and his aunties have told this 20-year-long story that they refer to as the Ring, which is the story of the beginning of humanity and our ancient past and how our society was set up hierarchically, but also in a way that honored everyone. And it was a very empowered and empowering system, but a very different than the one that we're in today. In fact, it was the sexes were not totally, but almost entirely separated, except for when they got together during Carnival and they chose sex partners to procreate with. But basically, the men and women made love to each other in their own camps. And then the men's side, you'd have tour friends, and you'd have men sort of having a boyfriend for 2 years at a time, he would be your tour friend, and it was all based on the sperm, and they would share each other's sperm, and you'd get the sperm from the Bach father, like the father Bach. He had the sperm, and he would send it out. I'm being serious. This is very important stuff about the sperma. So anyway, it's a really interesting story, and I'm actually. Last year, I tried to get in contact with them for them to come on my radio show, and I kind of dropped the ball. I didn't really pursue it that hard, but their English wasn't that great. Their Finnish was what they spoke, and this Bach sort of thing. So anyway, check it out. I'm going to follow up and give them another email and call. Talk to him about coming back on my show or coming on my show for the first time, because it's really fascinating and you have to like listen to it. You really do have to listen to the story and by someone who knows how to tell a story, because I'm just like, well, you know, I'm just a guy. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to probably roll out of here pretty quick. I'm going to go play a couple more songs. In fact, I got one song I got to play, and it's not in this. Maybe it is. No, it's not. I gotta find it. It's right here. So yeah, I sat at the I sat and listened to this guy tell his Bach saga, who got the sperm from Eeyore Bach, and then I met him at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and the guy told this Bach saga all the way to like 4 in the morning, and we were all sitting around listening to this guy tell a story. It was just the most amazing thing I'd ever heard. It was just really super pretty fucking funny. All right, well, here's Joseph Spence with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's a funny song. Oh, I love it. I love that song. Yeah, that makes me laugh. I love it. This one goes out to Mr. Mike. It's a song called Shit Talker by The Headphones. Oh, there it is. Shit Talker.
About them too.
That was Shit Talker with the headphones. The headphones playing that song. Okay, well, I gotta go. It's been fun. And fight the New World Order, I guess, any way you can. I guess educating folks, talking to folks, doing a freeway blog. I don't know. I mean, I it's a matter of survival, it's looking like to me. Or just, you know, do more local economy stuff, I guess you're fighting it. Well, however you do it, however you love it to death, keep on loving it, because that's the only way we got to get rid of it. All right, peace out, people. Take her easy.
You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first. I loved you first. Beneath the sheets of
sweet.